In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and all went out to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
A reading from Luke. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth, and wrapped him, and she gave birth, and gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you. A reading from Luke. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
It is written in Haggai 2, verses 6 and 21, that God says, "I will move the heavens and the earth when he will come, whom all people desire." This has been fulfilled today, for the heavens, that is, the angels who are in heaven and who are praising God with their song, and the earth, that is, the people on earth, were moved.
Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb.
Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail incarnate deity, praised with men is us to dwell, Jesus of Emmanuel.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
How could God have demonstrated more pleasantly than he is gracious to all those who are lowly and despised on earth by this lowly birth, from which the angels derive joy and which he reveals to none but the poor shepherds?
Infant holy, for his bed on A reading from Luke. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Now, what sort of honor is it that all the angels in heaven cannot contain themselves for joy that they burst forth giving poor shepherds in the field a chance to hear them, that they preach, praise, sing, and pour out their joy beyond measure? Can the joy and honor of all the people of Bethlehem, indeed that of all kings and lords on the earth, be compared to this joy and honor?
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
This faith persists in both life and death, even as in hell and in heaven. And nothing can overthrow it, for it rests on the word alone, without regard to any person. These shepherds also had such a faith, for they agree and they adhere to the word so much that they forget the angels who told it to them. They do not say, "Let us go and see the story which the angels have told us, which the Lord has told us." The angels are quickly forgotten, and the only word of God remains.
Thank you. A reading from Luke. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the angel shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and it had been told to them.